This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 30 verses, 30 days, day 7. Today we're looking at verse number 87 from Surah Al-Ma'idah. Allah says, O who you believe, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tuharrimu tayyibati ma ahallallahu lakum, wa la ta'tadu inna allaha la yuhibbul mu'tadin. Do not forbid upon yourselves those pure things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal. Allah does not like the people who are transgressive. Do not transgress, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like such people. So now, the reason behind this verse is that a group of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and good intentions, they thought to themselves that why not we take this an extra step? Why don't we take this further and go ahead and make some things which other people do, which appear to be away from piety, make those things haram upon ourselves and stop ourselves from those and abstain from them. So for example, they said to themselves that we're no longer going to be having relationships with women. So they would lead a light life that is a life of celibacy. And some of them, they said that, you know what, we're not going to sleep at night, rather all night long we're going to pray and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others, they said that we're no longer going to eat meats anymore, rather we're just going to do with other types of foods. And some of them, they even went further and they thought about castrating. Others, they thought about a number of different things. And to this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told them, first of all, he told them to stop. And to this, the Prophet ﷺ also told them that I stand up the night in prayer, a portion of it, and I also go to sleep. I fast and I break my fast. I also have relationship with women as well. Whoever it goes away from my sunnah, then that person is not from me. And it was within this context that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse where he said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O who you believe, لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم. All of the pure things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal upon you, do not make them haram upon yourself, and don't transgress, i.e. he's saying that making these things haram that Allah has made halal is a form of transgression. So don't make these things haram upon yourself. Rather, since they're halal, leave them halal. Allah likes that you do the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal upon you, my dear brother, my dear sister. Even till today, by the way. I mean, we might be looking at the story and saying, oh, this is what the companions had done. The reality is, even till today, some people, they end up misinterpreting our deen, and they end up ascribing to our deen forms of quote-unquote piety that is not really from piety within the deen. So when we looked at the issue of some of the companions saying, we're no longer going to eat meat, doesn't that remind you of vegetarianism? Because there are some people who are vegetarians and they try to ascribe this idea of vegetarianism to the deen. And some of them even say the Prophet ﷺ himself was a vegetarian. We've heard this as well. And when Eid al-Adha comes, now inshallah we'll be coming to Eid al-Fitr, but when Eid al-Adha comes, then some people also bring up this idea that, hey, why do we need to slaughter? Can we not do with the other type of produce that we have in the world? Is that not food? Is that not this? Is that not that? Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, لَا تُحَرِّمُوا طَيِّبَاتِ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Yes, eat everything in moderation based on your health requirements and so on and so forth, but don't make those things haram upon yourself. And if you choose to have some dietary measures within your life, don't try to superimpose that on the religion. Because we had a very interesting story within our tradition in which Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was given some meat along with some salt. And he began to eat from this, and there was a group of other people also with him eating as well. And there was one person, however, he ended up walking away and moving away from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud at that time and the food that was brought and so on and so forth. So Ibn Mas'ud said, take some of this food and go give it to that person that walked away. Maybe he is shy eating with us or something like that. So take this food and give it to them. Give it to that person so he can eat on his own. The person said, I don't want this food. So Ibn Mas'ud said to him, are you fasting or something? What's the story? So He said, no, I'm not fasting. So he said, what's the story? مَا شَأْنُكْ? Why are you doing this? He said, I have made it haram upon myself to eat meat forever and ever. So Ibn Mas'ud, he said, this is from the footsteps of shaitan. Things that Allah has made halal upon us, keep them that way. Yes, your body type might be more suitable for one type of food, but if you choose to have a dietary measure in your life, don't ascribe that dietary measure to our religion, because other people might have other dietary measures that are more suitable for their lifestyle or their body types and so on and so forth. So Allah has made within this world certain things halal. Keep them halal, enjoy them. And if you have within the halal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some personal preferences, choose them, but don't make the others haram, and don't try to ascribe your personal preferences and lifestyles to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.